Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome to all on the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. For those who are unable to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament today, let us pray an act of spiritual communion and ask for the graces of the Most Holy Eucharist. My Jesus, I believe that you are in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long for you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you have already come, I embrace you and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Corey. This Mass is being offered for James Sleno.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. I confess. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you.
Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Sirach. My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. What is too sublime for you, seek not. Into things beyond your strength, search not. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs. An unattentive ear is the joy of the wise. Water quenches a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins. The word of the Lord.
Have made a home for the poor.
of God, they shall exult with glad rejoicing. Oh, sing to God, make music to his name, the Lord is his name. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. You have made a home for the poor. Father of orphans, defender of widows, such is God in his holy place. God gives the desolate a home to dwell in. He leads the prisoners forth into prosperity. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. You have made a home for the poor. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people languished, you restored their inheritance. It was there that your flock began to dwell. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the poor. God, in your goodness, you have made a home for the poor. You have made a home.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, you have not approached that which could be touched, and a blazing fire, and glooming darkness, and storm, and a trumpet blast, and a voice speaking words such that those who heard begged that no message be further addressed to them. No, you have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and the God, the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. The word of the Lord.
Says the Lord, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Conduct your affairs with humility. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are. Lies. Lies. I mean, how can that be true? I feel like every time I try to humble myself, you know, people just say I'm weak. And I get just run over. No, it's the power. It's your strength. It's what you have. That's how great you are. Right? This seems false. But it's not. It is exactly true. The more that we humble ourselves, the greater we are. But that's not what the world says. Right? The world definitely says, no, you got to have the power. You got to have the strength. If you don't got what it takes, well, sad for you. We're going to leave you in the dust. We're going to forget about you. We're going to move on. Because the world says, right, it's all about me. It's all about the individual person. And that's what matters. The world is focused on pride. But pride gets you nowhere, except standing in the same place you started. But with humility, we will find favor with God. Because humility keeps us mindful. Mindful that everything we have is a gift. A gift that has been given. And that's something that we always need to remember. We also need to remember that humility doesn't mean that somehow we are kind of been defeated or somehow we are kind of worthless. No. True humility is a recognition of what is truly worth it. That we are truly worth something. We are worthy of Christ. Thus, humility is kind of the beginning of all virtue and the beginning of defeat of sin, defeat of pride. And that's what I think we need to remember the most. Because we'll take a poll. Anybody who's like ever sinned with like something constantly, raise your hand. Okay, we got some sinners out there, and then we have people lying to themselves. Okay, we all sin, right? We've all fallen short of the glory of God, and all of us do have sins that we continually struggle with, and we're like, I don't understand, God, how I am continually being stuck by this thing. I've tried over and over and over again. I've done this and I've done that, and yet this sin remains. I have literally tried everything. Have we? Because of those phrases, right, the object of that sentence is I. Pride. Right? Me. It's not going to get us anywhere. But with humility. Well, with humility, we can move mountains. With humility, we can actually change the game. And we can defeat sin. We can defeat vice. Right? Because humility is basically saying it's not about me. Right? And we've probably heard it, right? Sin or pride is kind of the base of all sin. Right? If you haven't heard that, I'm telling you now, it is. But humility is the exact opposite. That's why humility is the first step of defeating sin. So maybe today, maybe for the first time, we truly ask the Lord for his help. And maybe even before that, we truly say, actually, I have a problem. This actually is a sin in my life. Maybe I say, I need to actually change. Maybe we start there. Because, guys, right, sin's going to get us nowhere except hell, obviously. But yet we go to it again and again and again. And if we're not willing to deny ourselves, if we're not willing to come to the Lord in humility and say, Lord, I've messed up. I need your help. Forgive me. Oh, well, we need to start. And that's why we really need, as a parish, as a church, as the world, we need to get back to practicing humility, practicing virtue every single day. Because another poll, who wants to get to heaven? I'm checking. Okay. I think some hands didn't go up, but I'm assuming because you're behind somebody. Right. We all want to go to heaven. The only people who are in heaven are saints. The only way you become a saint is by growing in holiness. And how do you grow in holiness? Well, you're living a life of virtue. We need to get back to being virtuous people. And it all starts with humility.
And I think another good way to explain humility, or good way to practice humility, is through self-denial. Right? It's saying, yeah, I want this thing, but I'm not going to have it. Right? How often would that solve so many problems? Because so often, right, no, it's, oh, I want that thing, I'm going to have that thing. Right? I want that 8th pumpkin pie, I'm going to have it. Right? I want to watch that thing, so I'm going to watch it. I want to react this way because this person was mean, so I'm going to do it. But what if we're like, that's what I want, but I'm going to say no. Practicing humility, practicing virtue. Because if we're not willing to live for Christ, right, to live the way that he wants us to, well, we're not really going to be dying for him either. And that's how we get to heaven, is by choosing him and not ourselves. So today, let us really ask the Lord to grow in humility. Now, good ways to practice this, like I said, is self-denial. And you're like, I don't know where to start, Father. I don't know what I should even deny myself. Okay, well, make a list of like 10 things you really like, and then don't have those things. Humility, right there. You're welcome. Right. It's that easy. Think of the things that you want, think of the things that you like, and deny yourself those things. Because when you do that, you say, I don't get everything that I want. That's beautiful. If we do that every single day, in small ways and big ways, oh, we are skyrocketing in virtue, skyrocketing in holiness. And when our time comes, when we meet the Lord for our judgment, he can say, good and faithful servant. Right? Come share your master's joy. Because if we're humble, we will be exalted. But if we exalt ourselves with pride and thinking we are better than everyone else, oh, we will be humbled. So who do you want to be? Do you want to be the exalted person who gets humbled? Or do you want to be the humbled person who gets exalted? And now let us profess our faith as we say,
I believe in one God, the Father.
With confidence, we now offer our prayers to the Father.
That the Holy Spirit may bless the church with the spirit of wisdom, let us pray to the Lord. That world leaders may have the Lord's guidance and help in their governance, let us pray to the Lord. That Jesus, the divine physician, may place his healing hand upon the poor and the disadvantaged, let us pray to the Lord. That God may bless all of us here with a spirit of humility and service, let us pray to the Lord. That the Annunciation Parish and School Community in Minneapolis may find healing and be protected from any further harm, let us pray to the Lord. That all who are ill or infirm may experience healing and health through the healing hand of Jesus, especially Nancy Passanante, Thomas Birch, Elizabeth Tishvon, and Joe Moran, to our television, radio, and online community, and all those listed in our book of prayer, let us pray to the Lord. That all who have died in Christ's light may soon find themselves in his heavenly banquet, especially Joanna Aquilina and Jeffrey Wendt, and all of the holy souls in purgatory, let us pray to the Lord.
God, you sent your Son not to be served, but to serve. We humbly ask that you hear the prayers we offer. Through Christ our Lord.
I am the stranger.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this sacred offering, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exalted praise as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you've created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with this Holy Spirit, and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant, Leo our Pope and Earl our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Please join us in singing our first communion song, number 920, Pan de Vida. Again, that's 920. As communion continues, please join us in singing number 940, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart. Again, that's 940.
Let us pray. Renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you in our neighbor. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Join us in sending forth singing number 663, Lord of All Hopefulness. Again, that's 663.
Lord, have all hopefulness, Lord.
Thank you, my friends, for joining us for the Outreach Mass. The Holy Mass is the self-offering of God the Son to God the Father, the most powerful prayer the world has ever seen, and we get to participate in it. But outside the Holy Liturgy, perhaps the most powerful prayer in our Catholic tradition is the Holy Rosary. Every single Hail Mary is an honoring of the Incarnation, God entering into our world, into our humanity, and redeeming it from the inside out. Would you please pray a Hail Mary for the good of our mission, for our Outreach Mass staff and ministry? And if you're able to support us, please do as well. If you wish to send a check, send it to the Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. And thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your support, and thank you for being with us. May God bless and keep you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.